Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation, just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Starting in the NFL, the Eagles beat the Cowboys 24-20 to open up the season. Week one continues tonight with the Chiefs and Chargers playing in Brazil. Then the Dolphins will open up on Sunday in Indianapolis. Over to the Canes, we'll host Bethune-Cookman tomorrow night. Kickoff is at 7 from Hard Rock, and the game can be heard here on WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. And to the Marlins, will begin a three-game series with the Phillies tonight. The first pitch is at 7:10 from Lone Depot Park. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Taste of some of these big guys coming out hitting them. Like, all right, you think you're going to run around our guy? How about if you get a little taste of Landon Dickerson coming right down your throat?
We'll throw it to Ayuk inside, touchdown. Samuel leading the way. Ayuk comes inside of him.
Hey, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. I always like to say, whether it's football season or not, or basketball season, or hockey season, baseball season, soccer season, nobody can mess up a Friday. Nobody can mess it up.
Not even getting spit on?
That might hurt my feelings a little bit, but God, I got to tell you, man.
The talk of the league after game one, man.
Just when you're pumped up, Cowboys and all their drama, playing the world champion, Eagles, and the frigging game starts before one play. I mean, it's even hard. It's not even during the heat of a game, in the middle of a game, when you're pushing and shoving and guys are trying to take another guy's helmet off and a cheap shot and a late block. Came down before, right after the kickoff, before an offensive or defensive play took place, and one of the best defensive tackles in football spits on a quarterback.
While a guy was getting carted off.
Yeah, while the guy.
Kickoff.
Right.
Real good 6 seconds for the NFL.
The other guy, the other guy blew out his knee, it looked like. And
he's sitting there dead, and then you got
Jalen Carter gets kicked out, big old smile on his big rear end, and he just left. And it was just the strangest start. You know, you're getting ready, and, you know, those guys are getting ready to do the game, and, you know, and they're going to get ready to talk. And I'm sure Chris had a whole bunch of stuff on, you got to block the guy in the middle. He is just, he's impossible to block with one guy. You got to double team him. Then he's gone. And all those offensive linemen going, geez, their best defensive lineman, one of the best in the game, he's not playing. Spit. They do a close-up, and there's a spit. Outside of a sucker punch, if you've ever been hit from the side, a guy that's not even involved, and a guy comes running in from the side and hits you on the jaw and drops you, or marks you up a little bit, and, you know, that's cowardly. But this thing is...
It's disrespectful.
It's just the worst to spit on somebody. It's the worst. And occasionally you'll see somebody mad and they still, like, they're trying to figure out what they can do. And I know I can't touch her or touch him, but let it rip.
I'm not buying the Dak spit first thing either, man. I saw the video.
I didn't even bring it up. I saw it too. I didn't even bring it up.
He was spitting on the ground while he was talking to the guy.
Yeah, the offensive lineman between them. They had their back to him in the huddle. Now, there's a lot of, you know, talking going on while they're getting this guy carted off the field and waiting. And It was a crazy game. Anyway, we'll have Mike Florio. We'll come back and we'll talk to him in just a few minutes about the whole thing. And last night there was so many different parts to this game. So the Eagles, listen, when you're winning, everything's great. Don't get me wrong, but they're paying a lot of money, the two guys on the outside, and Jalen Hurts was fantastic last 19-23, 152 yards, and he ran for 2 touchdowns. You're probably going, so what could be bad, Joe? Well, you're paying a lot of guys, 2 guys. I think they're the highest paid combination of wide receivers, but if not, the top 3 or 4 for sure. Cincinnati, I know, is paying a lot of money. Their top 2 guys, the Dolphins, are paying a lot to their top 2 guys in Waddle and Hill. But A.J. Brown had 1 catch for 8 yards, and Devontae Smith, 3 for 16 yards last night. Now, you're winning. You know, you just go, hey, man, you guys going to have your days. Don't worry about it. Tonight, this was our game plan, but it's going to be different. You guys going to be part of it. And they're getting their money and stuff, but those guys want to get the football. But it is funny. I don't think you'll hear anything about it. AJ may bring another book out again that he reads on the side and off the bench. But, yeah, I saw some comments like, how long will this last before there's a little barking outside? Now, it's helped out that they have probably the best running back in football running, right? So they're winning a lot of games. Life obviously is a hell of a lot better when you get a ring. And you're making the money. What a great combination. Every great player wants that combination. You want to get a chance. You want your money. Absolutely number one. I want my money. I want to get that big second contract or third second big contract. But you want to win. There aren't too many happy guys that take the money and go to a bad team and that thing ends up well, right? How many times we see a guy go to a team and it's not very good, but he got a lot of money and he goes, wow. This is brutal being here on this team. This is terrible being here and going through this. So I was thinking that, and obviously can't wait to see what this Dolphins thing's going to look like. 1 o'clock against the Colts and see who's going to play. I guess the story before we get, because most of the guys will travel, Mike takes pretty much everybody on the trips because he wants those guys to see it and go through everything else and the meetings before. But of those 13 guys, who's going to be able to play? Are they all in? I think we're all going to kind of learn. What are all the things we have again, Jamie or Woody? What is it we have on the thing? We don't have anybody out, right? What do we have mostly? Questionable? What do they have?
You got questionable. You got DNPs and limited.
Okay. Limited. Did not practice. And
limited.
And limited. Limited practice. Wow, they got a bunch of dudes
hopefully
on there.
It's all right, man.
Yeah.
We looked around the league, some of the other injuries.
Yeah, no. There's going to be a lot of teams. Going to be all over.
As many as most, but that's okay.
Some teams want to get everything out there to go by. You know, the league is strict on this due to the gambling.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Do they do? I just threw that in there. Actually, they want to do it want the other team to know. Did you see your face when I said gambling? I never say gambling. I know.
Yeah, well, they show some integrity. Maybe let that guy play last night through the spitting thing. Come on.
All right.
People
so
got money on the game, Joe.
So what do you think Mike's going to say? Does this guy get suspended one more game?
Oh, yeah. Mike's going to jump all over him. He's going to crush him. I don't know what I'm more excited for. I know you're going to
have. He didn't play one down last night, so that he was suspended for that game.
He needs to be suspended, but I'm excited to hear Mike trash Belichick, too.
You love that stuff. That's just what you need to get started for your weekend. All right.
Very, very much. Don't you?
Oh, Mike gets going, man.
You got to admit you're enjoying what's happening with Belichick right now.
Oh, the Belichick stuff? Yes.
Couldn't have scripted it anyway.
By the way, did you see the team they played had all the comments that were made about how great they were and all the games they're going to win and they circled they're going to win the first one?
Did you see two of the linemen from TCU reenacted that picture where he has the fishing pole and he's fishing his girlfriend. And one of the guys is laying down in the end zone. And the other guy had the
come on. I did not see that.
Yeah.
Well, they had a lot of fun with Belichick.
Good for them. They should have
scoring 41 straight points in the game. Boy, they have a lot of fun. All right. Hey, listen, we got something else that's a lot of fun for you this week. And I've been telling you, if you're looking for a new family golf cart, and I mean family that you can go around, you live in one of those neighborhoods where everybody's got that nice golf cart and get around at night and get out of the cars and trucks and just and really enjoy yourself, you got to check out Kliggy's. Kliggy's is unbelievable. Kliggy's. Remember it, because they got some sweet, unbelievable, nobody else has anything like it, Kliggy's carts. Featuring Royal EV golf carts, the coolest golf carts in America today. They are all electric, featuring 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options, designed and engineered to be leader in quality and safety. So you don't have to worry about the kids and any accidents, and the aluminum frames. You don't have to worry about rust. Adjustable front seat and all of their 6-seat models, which is something nobody else has to offer. Custom paint jobs, any of your favorite colors for any of your favorite teams, sound bars and LED lighting, they have them all. Matter of fact, you can even get more things put on them. Kliggy's Carts is located next to Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. I don't care where you live, further north, in Dade or Broward, it's worth it this weekend to take a drive to Kliggy's Showroom there in Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, you're going to be blown away. First of all, you get there, you're serious, obviously. If you go to the showroom, they'll let you take it for a drive. You get exactly what you want. Call 877-CLIGGIES or visit CLIGGIESCARTS.com. Hey, I got to tell you, man, go to CLIGGIESCARTS.com. Learn more. They are slashing prices. Matter of fact, I want to let you know it's $1,000 or 0% off. It's $1,000 off or 0% financing if that's something you want to do. Cliggy's Carts, nothing like them no matter where you are. And oh, by the way, they will deliver your carts for free. You got it made no matter where you are. Before you buy somewhere else, make sure you stop by Cliggy's.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Friday, 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk joins us this morning. And, Mike, just when you think you've seen just about everything on the start of a Thursday night football game, and you're going, wow, what just happened with Jalen Carter spitting on Dak Prescott, gets kicked out of the game. We hadn't played one offensive or defensive snap in that game. Crazy. What were your thoughts on what's going to happen going forward on this one?
It's amazing. We were settled into the green room after the pregame show, and somebody yelled out, Jalen Carter got ejected. It's like, I haven't even started the game yet. So it's just crazy. Now, Joe, I started to dig around, and it's possible that there will be further action taken against him. He could, in theory, be suspended because they have been emphasizing sportsmanship and respect for the opponent. But I've done some of the research on past punishments for spitting. There's a couple of $7,500 fines. Terrell Owens was fined $35,000 for spitting on D'Angelo Hall back in his days with the Dallas Cowboys. I have a feeling, after thinking it all through and considering that Jalen Carter got paid last night to not play at all, his game checks are $57,222. I have a feeling he's going to be fined $57,222, and that's going to be the end of it. Because why not do that?
Yeah.
He didn't play and got paid last night, so next week against the Chiefs, he'll play and not get paid. And if they would suspend him for the game against the Chiefs, you know what the tinfoil hat crowd is going to say. The Chiefs get another break from the league office.
Yes, 100% on that one. Hey, Mike, so on top of that, something else happened last night. It's interesting because we talk about the wide receivers making a lot of money and how they're going to act. So last night, we haven't heard anything yet. And that Eagles win, which, again, they got a hell of a team. A.J. Brown had one catch for 8 yards. Devontae Smith had 3 for 16. I'm sure they're going to get him the ball more, but they're paying those guys a lot of money. I know it's about winning, but I also know those wide receivers love to get the ball thrown to them. How long before that thing could potentially blow up?
It's not going to be something that hits the fan after the first game of the season. They hung the banner. Everyone's excited. It's all new. But one target, it came late in the game for A.J. Brown, one catch, 8 yards. If this continues 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks, you get closer and closer where tick, 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 and the boom happens. And it happened last year. He had some comments that he made about the passing game being the reason the offense was struggling. And then Brandon Graham was doing a radio show, and he basically said that there's issues personally between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. And then, of course, Brandon Graham had to get out of the mop in a bucket and try to clean it all up. But you deal with that when you've got receivers who believe that the key to winning is getting me the ball. If you're not winning, it happens a lot faster. But even if you are winning, you know, I'm sure A.J. Brown in a quiet moment after last night's game, Joe, was thinking, we would have won by more than 4 points if they just would have thrown me the ball. And there was no indication that they were doing anything exotic to take him out of the game. The ball just wasn't getting thrown to him.
Yeah. No, they had it going, and Jalen Hurts was Jalen Hurts running around back there and making some big plays. All right, so Mike, you got it stirred up down here. Of all the people that come out with power rankings, and people are talking about Mike Florio, a Pro Football, you must know this. South Florida must let you know, 29th in the power rankings for this upcoming season.
What was the old Steve Urkel line? Did I do that?
Hey, so we got, I went through the 3-win teams, the Browns, the Giants, the Titans last year, the 4-win teams, Patriots, Jags, and Raiders, 5-win teams, Jets, Bears, Panthers, and Saints. And you got us right there at the real low. What was it? We've been through you and I have talked through dysfunction. We talked through, you know, our guys getting along and everything else. But when you did this, and I know you put time into it, you don't slap anything together. I've known you a long time.
Oh, you don't know me very well.
29th, Mike. Come on.
Joe, I just don't buy the whole we're going to do things different. I don't buy it. They got to prove it to me. So they start in the spot that they deserve based upon, number one, how they finished last year, number two, where they currently are, number three, whether or not I believe they're in a position to make themselves better. And they can play their way out of it. Somebody had to be 29. Somebody had to be 1. Somebody had to be 7. Somebody had to be 32. So that's the way it goes. But I just am skeptical that this latest effort to change is going to make a difference. And, you know, we talk about the stuff and we hear about the stuff all the time with Tyreek and Tua, and they were at it again this week. I got perturbed that they played the it was blown out of proportion card. I'm sure you guys played that sound.
Yes.
From those guys. Like, we went back and looked at what Tua said about Tyreek when he said it. Nothing was blown out of proportion. It was blown properly into proportion. It was exactly what he said. We made a big deal about it because it was a big deal for a quarterback to call out his teammate the way that he did and to say what needed to be said. We supported Tua when he said what he said. Tyreek Hill was out of line, and Tyreek Hill spent the offseason trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube, and I don't buy it. You know, you talked about A.J. Brown, 1 catch for 8 yards. If Tyreek Hill has 1 catch for 8 yards week 1 and week 2 and week 3, and if the Dolphins are 2-5 at some point, I think he's the candidate to be the Devontae Adams this year. I've told you that before. Yeah. I think he could get traded by the deadline if the Dolphins have fallen apart, because he's not going to be on the team next year, not at that salary. So I think that it's a very real possibility, and I just don't buy where things are right now. And they could, and again, feel free to prove me wrong, but I had to put somebody at 29, and I just think the Dolphins are teetering on the edge of a possible implosion. Maybe they won't, but if I had to bet one way or the other, I'd say that's what's coming. And I know it's hard to hear it when your team's 0-0 and you've convinced yourself they're going to be good. Let's see. Somebody's not going to be good. Somebody's going to be number 21 when it's all said and done. Maybe it won't be the Dolphins, but it's going to be somebody.
Well, the other part of this is I think they're going to go out of their way. Tyreek says, I think Tyreek's thinking to himself, I'm not worried about being a captain, one of the 6 captains, but I do want that ball to be thrown to me, and they need to throw me the ball if they're serious about winning and getting this offense going. And I am really curious about as much about how many targets he gets in this first game, Mike, as anything to see, because he's been out. Basically out of camp all season, all off in this camp. He didn't do much. So I'm really curious to see how that's going to play out. But you weren't
Joe, let me say this too. Yeah. Joe, let me say this. I think he was stung by not being a captain. I think he believed by doing everything he did, saying everything he said, coming out and saying, I don't deserve to be a captain. I think he believed he would do enough to re-ingratiate himself to his teammates and get one of those 6 C's. And I think that maybe it's a splash of cold water to get him to even further commit to being a good teammate, or maybe it just helps lay the foundation for the implosion to come.
Well, I know, and Bo's with you. A lot of my buddies are saying, I ain't buying what Tyreek had to say the other day about being a soldier and, hey, I'm going to lead my way by being great and following these guys and doing it the right way. And we'll see, right? I mean, now
time saying down in Texas, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, so we got to spend some time on this other one. Had nothing to do with the NFL, but Belichick, from getting his ass kicked 48-14 to Belichick bans the Patriots from access to the North Carolina program. And zero access to the coaches. This is really this is petty at a different level. Since Belichick's been on the other side, where he's wanted his scouts to go to these programs, what's your take on this latest with Belichick, especially after the butt kicking he got and the stroking he got on ESPN before the game?
This is the most stunning example of hubris gone mad. This is Emperor's New Clothes, and instead of somebody telling him he's riding butt naked down the street on a horse, they're saying, hey, that's a good look on you. It's incredible. And I had some of the remaining members of the North Carolina Hive after what happened on Monday night try to challenge me on social media that, oh, he's just doing this because the Patriot scouts will come in there and they'll get information and they'll give it to North Carolina's opponents. And then some unnamed UNC athletic department source, i.e. Mike Lombardi, told a reporter that look at how they've treated Bill since he left. I mean, what do you mean how they've treated Bill since he left? Robert Kraft tried to give him an olive branch a couple of months ago, and Bill basically told him, shove it up your butt sideways.
Yes.
So Bill is the one who's mad. Bill is the one who's petty. Bill is the one who is acting like a baby. And the people close to him aren't telling him, don't do that. They're telling him, you go, girl.
Boy, I got to tell you, too, the stroke job before, and I get it, Belichick's in college football, and ESPN played it up on that Monday night, last college football game of the week. And even those guys even picking him, he's my friend, he comes on my show, he's going to win. Oh. Like, okay.
Oh, it's disgusting. It was disgusting. And when it was clear after that pick six that they're done, all of a sudden it pivots to making excuses. Well, you know, TCU is pretty good. Well, you know, TCU has been in this position before where they've had to deal with a hyped opponent. They were the first opponents of Deion Sanders at Colorado. So Sonny Dykes does know how to get a team ready for a situation like this. Like, why didn't you say that one time during the pregame extravaganza that was basically Bill Belichick, this is your life. Hey, here's Teddy Bruschi. Hey, here's Nick Saban. Hey, here's Randy Moss. I'm surprised Tom Brady wasn't there.
They said Tom was wearing a North Carolina jersey, though. He had his back. Yeah, apparently Belichick, however that thing ended with the Kraft family, it was worse than we all originally thought when he still wanted to be in the NFL. Maybe a lot more than we thought, but not happy. He got fired, right? There's no question he was fired from that job. Yeah.
He got fired, and that's okay. I mean, if you stay at a job long enough,
you're getting kicked.
You're either going to get the privilege of retiring or you're going to fire. And Joe, 3 years ago, when he decided to make Matt Patricia his offensive coordinator, I said at the time, if any other coach did this, we would say, has he lost his mind? So we have to ask the fair question, has Bill Belichick lost his mind? And look at how that season went and the damage it did to the potentially promising career, who knows, of Mac Jones. Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler, I mean, you know, like the sixth guy, but still, he had a decent rookie year. By year two, it was a disaster because Matt Patricia's the guy calling the offense. And it's hubris. It's hubris that Bill Belichick thought that would work. And so Robert Kraft did what he had to do. It was over. It was done. And, it's just amazing to see him act this way. And I've had people defend him over the years. Oh, if you get to know him, he's such a great guy. It's like, well, okay, fine. But he comes off as a jerk all the time. He treats reporters poorly. He's dismissive. He's rude. He's arrogant, and the chickens have come home to roost on him.
Yeah. Oh, no question. I enjoyed that. I knew that was coming from you. I got to tell you, that was just – I really enjoyed that. Thanks, Mike. Hey, thank you so much. So, Eagles, Cowboys, whatever happened, I know they had long rain delay and stuff, but I'm guessing the number is going to be great. But Sunday night, you got the best damn game. Ravens at the Bills Sunday night in Buffalo. Are you kidding me? Both MVPs. I can't imagine anything does better in that game this week. Huh?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible. And look, Lamar Jackson in primetime in the regular season is unstoppable. I feel bad for the Bills. Now, in the postseason, it may be a different story. But in the regular season, he's incredible. And, Joe, keep an eye on the contract situation between Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. He's got three seasons left. That's two years and 4 months. They will not be able to franchise tag him in 2028. He'll be an unrestricted free agent if he wants to be. And I think how this season goes is going to be a major factor in what he chooses to do. He can play out the next 3 years, and then he can go wherever he wants to go. And it'll be different than last time around because there won't be two first-round picks attached to him. There won't be the right of first refusal if the Ravens would want to match. He will be free and clear in three seasons. And I think this season is going to be a major factor in what his final decision is.
Before I let you go, I want you to tell me who you think is going to win one game. You know what game it's going to be. Dolphins going to the Colts. What do you think happens?
Well, I think that there's a very real factor that we can't overlook. This is the first regular season game the Colts are playing since the passing of longtime owner Jim Irsay. And I think that's going to be a very real emotion. And, Joe, you know, people try to simplify football. Well, they try to complicate it into analytics and simplify it to this and that. There's a lot of human emotion involved. And I think the Colts players are going to be feeling it. The coaches are going to be feeling it. The fans are going to be feeling it. It's going to be a tough spot for the Dolphins. And I think Daniel Jones is better than people give him credit for. He played well enough with the Giants to earn a second contract. They just got to a point where they decided they weren't going to continue to pay him that kind of money, so they moved on. He went in there and he beat the incumbent. He beat the guy they made the fourth overall pick in the draft. The Colts organizationally had every reason to make Richardson the starter. They had to admit their mistake by going with Daniel Jones. They believe in Daniel Jones. I just think it's going to be a tough day for anyone to go in there and win on the first game they're playing since the passing of Jim Irsay.
Well, that aside, this Miami Dolphin team desperately, after this offseason and camp, desperately need that win. Mike, thank you so much, man.
Hey, Joe, I love that Jordan Brooks is one of the captains because he's the one that came out and said they were soft after they lost to the Packers. So if they're going to listen to him, there's hope for the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
See, I said something nice about the team.
There you go. Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
See you, Joe.
Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, did you know that Bell? You called it. You told me the Belichick stuff's going to get him going. That was build up. Mike Florio.
Awesome.
Mike Florio had Bill really Belichick good. Build up.
They let us down a little bit at the end with the whole Colts are going to be emotional thing.
Yeah, that.
Can we like not with the emotional stuff?
No.
You don't. I mean.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm not. He's more into that than.
Come on.
He's more into that than
like that's going to be the difference in the game.
Yeah. No.
By the way, you talk about emotion. The Dolphins should show some damn emotion.
By the way,
listen to what Mike just said about them.
They've been beat up by everybody. We could go through and by the way, when just Mike, NFL.com, ESPN, CBS, SI, you can go through the whole group. Way out of the playoffs when you're in the 20s. Way out.
You want to give us some picks when we come back? You good with picks?
Yeah.
It is Football Friday.
I'm terrible at picks, so.
Yeah, you
can
are.
You start you by are. Saying, please?
That's why we don't keep track of your record good. During the season.
Yeah, I just lie if you – so now I know that. I go, yeah, you know I like track. That
don't
game.
Worry. Don't
yeah.
worry.
A radio special. You know I love that game. You know that was a team I love. Yep, I hit that one. Hey, I got to tell you what. I know I hit one thing. Michael Cotchi at Choice Mortgage. Great service. Truly has no life. That man is always working to get your mortgage done and get you the lowest rate possible, which right now happens to be in the fives. First-time home buyer rates. He's got great deals for you right now to get a pre-approved, get you in the game before you start going this weekend looking for that home you really want. You're going back. You're getting ready to make an offer, and you know you've been approved for that offer. Makes it a lot easier, and this is what Michael Cotchi at Choice Mortgage can do for you. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. Boy, they're saying a lot of nice things about Michael Cotchi at Choice Mortgage. I also want to let you know he's got a program for seniors 62 or older. Got a lot of equity in that home. He wants to let you know you can convert your home equity into money. And a lot of people are doing it. Living in that same house, paid it off, sitting there with all that money. The value of the home's gone way up, and you're going, man, I would love to. I could really use this money as I get ready to go through this last phase of my retirement life coming up here. Hey, whatever it is, call Michael Cotchi at Choice Mortgage. He truly has no life. This man just works. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. More than 30 years of experience right here in South Florida. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You know what time it is.
I do know what time it is. You've been waiting on
this,
man.
By the way, I
got to
tell you something.
Yeah.
Now that we have an additional person here, Jamie's here with us.
Thank God he's here. I can help out with advice.
We are going to keep track of your picks. Just so you know. So we will have a running
title. Do I have to do like with spreads?
Yeah, you have to do with spreads. What do you think this is? You just pick winners?
Whole nine yards, Joe.
All right, here we go. Here we go. You ready?
Oh, God.
We got a game tonight, Joe. Chargers and
Chiefs. This is going to be a complete you-know-what show right now.
KC minus 3.5 from Brazil. Don't you have to think about it this long because we're keeping track here.
this changed the game now. Now you know all these games. These guys in Vegas are so damn good on these spreads.
Just take the Chiefs.
I'm going to take the Chargers because I told you guys I'm going to
be in love with Justin Herbert. 1 o'clock on Sunday, Falcons and Bucks. Tampa Bay favored by 1.5 games in Atlanta, though.
Tampa Bay.
Okay. Browns and Bengals. This should be a lot of fun from Cleveland. Cincinnati favored by 5.5 points.
Like Cleveland.
Okay. Patriots and Raiders. New England favored by 2.5 points. Game in Foxborough.
I like New England in this game.
Saints and Cardinals from the Superdome. The Cardinals are favored by 6.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cardinals. I don't trust those two quarterbacks. I don't know who got the starting job there. You go with the rookie or kid from Oklahoma. Yeah, I'm going
to
go.
You're supposed to know that before you give your picks.
Yeah, I know.
Steelers and Jets. Aaron Rodgers makes his Steelers debut there at his old stadium in New Jersey. Pittsburgh's favored by 2.5.
I'm going to go Steelers. I hate taking road teams, too. Commanders. I don't trust the Jets.
Commanders and Giants from Washington here. Washington favored by 5.5.
Commanders.
Another 1 o'clocker here. Last 1 o'clocker outside of our game, which we'll get to at the end. Jags and Panthers. Jacksonville favored by 3.5 from Jacksonville.
Yeah, I'll go Jags.
4:05. The Broncos and the Titans. Biggest spread of the weekend, 8.5.
Oh, Denver. Broncos.
Broncos big.
Broncos big.
Spoiling Cam Ward's
debut. Yeah, sorry.
All right. Niners and Seahawks from Seattle. San Fran favored by 1.5.
Seattle.
All right. This has a chance to be the entertaining game of the Sunday slate here. I know that Sunday night game's juicy, but Packers and Lions from Green Bay.
Great game.
That is a heck of a game. Packers are favored by 1.5.
I'm going to go Green Bay.
Okay. Also at 4:25, Rams and Texans from LA. Rams are favored by 3.5.
I'm going to go Rams.
All right, Joe, 8:20.
Rams team, man, 8:20
on Sunday night from Buffalo. Bills and Ravens. Baltimore currently favored by 1.5. We'll let you have that as a pick'em game,
though. All right, Ravens.
I know you like the Ravens in that one.
I think Ravens got the best roster in football.
All right, Monday night, Bears and Vikings. Minnesota's favored by 1.5.
Vikings.
And then here we go, man. 1 o'clock on Sunday from Lucas Oil Stadium.
Dolphins.
Dolphins and Colts. Indy favored by 1.5 at the moment. The total at 46.5.
I know the owner passed away.
I know
Daniel Jones is getting ready to make this great comeback in his career. Not this week. I'm going with the Dolphins. I'm going Tua versus Daniel Jones. It's going to start there, and it needs to finish there with Tua. All of a sudden, even though he hadn't seen these guys for a while, with the track meet team going out there and playing good. And by the way, Ollie Gordon, kind of a nice story coming out of this game. Ollie Gordon II getting some carries in this game.
He better, because people are going to start him in fantasy based on your recommendation.
Well, don't do that.
The same way I drafted Jalen Wright last year in like every one of my leagues based on your recommendation.
By the way, this team loves Devon Achane, who even on last year, which 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns. Boy, Devon, I hope we get to see the old Devon. I hope he looks quick, and because he's run some pretty fast 40s on this field. I'd love to see him get open out there in open space a little bit, see what he can do. I like
it. That's
it,
man.
All right.
We stay away from the college stuff. You want to give a UM? Does UM, do you think they –
I couldn't find a spread.
There may not be a spread. Do you think they can hold on? Can they survive?
Bethune? When does Williams get to come in as a backup quarterback? What third quarter or fourth quarter?
First play?
No.
I don't know. I don't think there is a
spread. You got to get those guys some work, and you got to get them out of the game because South Florida, it gets a little more difficult, and then it goes to the Gators. You got to build up to that.
Speaking of that, 4:15 on Saturday from Gainesville, that dump.
What is that, 17?
17.5.
Yeah.
What do you think? Bulls go in there and get a win?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Can they cover 17, though?
Probably not.
What about Boise State? You're saying Boise State's that bad is what you're telling me.
I'm not saying that. FIU's got a tough one, by the way.
Yes, they do.
42.5 is the number there. They're heading up to Penn State.
So here's the problem you have with all the good teams now that everybody's running up scores, man, because of the rankings, right? Everybody wants impressive wins. And, you know, you put one of these schools on there, nothing against FIU or FAU, but you put somebody like that on your schedule and it's a close game, it comes back to haunt you. Mm-hmm.
So right? We were looking through these, by the way, and to end on this, I'm pretty sure Florida State made up an opponent this week. They're going to play East Texas A&M.
Where the hell did that come from? You're exactly right. Don't worry.
The East Campus of Texas A&M.
I can't wait, man. This is a good year for college football in this state because the Big Three are all playing each other. Everybody, Florida State always play each other. Right. And Miami and Florida playing. I wish they could play every year.
It'll be Monday the next time we convene here, man. It better be a good one.
You better be prepared if you come in.
I think you'll be in a crummy mood. I think everyone's going to be in a crummy mood if the Dolphins lose.
How about being a little positive? I
think they're going to win.
It's going to come together.
I think the Dolphins are going to blow their doors off, to be honest. But
I think nobody's talking about the Dolphins front seven. I think they're going to get after them pretty good. And we'll see, man. We're going to find out a lot about this team. I can't wait to see the 13 guys, which guys are in, which guys are out, Woody. That's not a bad way to start. Hey, man, you guys out there, have a great weekend. And always, as always, thanks for being with us. We always appreciate you finding time with us, especially here that we're now on 104.3 FM. WQAM says thank you so much on behalf of all the shows and have a great weekend.